Check one. Check the one.
Check one.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to.
If the bards of 20th century hip hop are ever immortalized in an anthology, there's a good chance that Rakim Allah will sit at the top of that list. This song we're hearing is I Know You Got Soul by Eric B. and Rakim, recorded in 1987. Together, they were perhaps the most influential rap duo in history. Eric B. sampling and mixing, Rakim as the MC. Rakim was just 19 at the time, but already a legend in the making.
I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape. When I finish the rhyme, I got soul.
Rakim pioneered the technique of internal rhyming in rap music. Before he came around, no rappers were doing it. Many critics say Rakim's the greatest rapper of all time, and yet you won't see him passing bottles of Cristal or hanging out in Saint-Tropez. In fact, for a rapper so often cited by the big names in hip-hop today, Jay-Z, Nas, Eminem, 50 Cent, Rakim is comparatively obscure, a quiet purist. And for the first time in nearly a decade, he's released a solo album. It's called The Seven Seal, and Rakim Allah is here in the studio with me. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
For those who might not be familiar with your work, when you started out in the mid-1980s, what were you doing that was different to all the other stuff out there?
Well, I think what I was trying to do was incorporate my musical influence. I came up in a household, a lot of different music. My mom playing, jazz to R&B soul. My brothers and sisters with the, Earth, Wind & Fire to, Michael Jackson. So I was trying to incorporate different rhythms in my rhymes, and it kind of worked out good,
You were trying to do something that nobody was doing.
At the time, I didn't know it was going to be this different, But I was shooting for something different, Like some of my influence was John Coltrane. I played the sax as well. So listening to him play in the different rhythms that he had, I was trying to write my rhymes as if I was a saxophone player.
I want to ask you about your new record. It's called The Seventh Seal, and I take it it's a reference to the Bible.
Yes, sir.
The Book of Revelations.
Yes, sir. I've been reading The Seventh Seal since like 89, and it's always wowed me. But it seems, we 2009 now, and it seems like we're looking into The Seventh Seal right now as far as the signs, the storms, the hurricanes, the earthquakes. We back at war, the plagues, which is the swine flu now,
Right.
So it's like,
It's like what's going on.
Exactly. It seems like this is what we're looking at now. Metaphorically, I wanted to use it in hip-hop as far as, that's what I wanted to do to hip-hop. Tsunami it out, hurricane, earthquake, and get rid of everything that's bad and hopefully, start the new with everything that's good.
And there's a track on this album that seems to just sort of consolidate all of your talents as a writer and an MC. It's called Holy Are You.
For those who find it hard to believe, and it is why they call me the God MC, the lyricist. Trace this stab to the roots, I'm Genesis. The world wonder, I'm still standing like pyramids. Design so vivid, every brick it got a story to tell. My rhyme flow different like a hieroglyphic. Mind prolific, infinite. Like mathematics.
I don't want to throw religion on nobody, but just take themselves a little more serious, and this is my view of what I felt the Creator wanted us to see and wanted us to be. So, it's definitely a deep statement.
And you talk about the term the God MC, and that's what a lot of other rappers call you, a microphone fiend.
Yes,
Jay-Z,
sir.
Probably the biggest, not just rap star, probably the biggest star in the world right now, pays homage to you on the song.
Sir.
Run This Town, Microphone Fiend.
Microphone Fiend, no doubt.
So Eric B, we are Microphone Fiend. It's the return of the God, peace God.
How do you feel when you hear that? When you hear all these young rappers paying homage to you?
It's a blessing, man, because rap is one of the most cockiest genres of music out there, So to get love from my fellow artists, man, it's a blessing.
You were just a kid. You were barely 18 years old when you started working with Eric B., and you were planning to go to college.
At the time, I was trying to go to Stony Brook and play quarterback. I love football.
And you grew up on Long Island.
Yes, sir. So Eric B. told me, look, if you want to make a record, I played him a couple songs. I had a little tape, that I had ready to go to college with me just in case there was any rappers up there I can just put my tape in, you know. But I played that for Eric B, and he's interested. Told me we can make a record. And things turned out where, you know, I couldn't go to college. I had to, focus on my rap career. Things kind of, took off fast, man. You know, I had no idea it was going to be that big. And, I stopped growing. I'm only about 5'9". So that's another reason why, maybe the football wouldn't have been a good thing. You know what I mean? So, it's a good thing, and I appreciate everything that came from it.
Rakim, I've seen you quoted as saying that you think contemporary hip-hop is shallow. And you even have a lyric in the song Won't Be Long that says, I question the state of hip-hop. Back on my grind, I'm hustling. Uh-huh. It's just a matter of time, and I come up. They told me hustle never prolong. But I got caught up in the struggle like a slow song. Cause my love and respect for this is so strong. I question the state of hip-hop, major labels, etc. and so on. The show will go on. Rakim, why do you question the state of hip-hop?
Because a lot of people is compromising. Party thing is big, and, you gotta, you may have
to pass the Hennessy and Cristal and
exactly,
stuff like that.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's selling right now, so you got a lot of rappers compromising. Some rappers that may have been a little more conscious when they first came out, they're a little more party rap right now, so... We got to let hip-hop grow. We got to let, it go through its different phases throughout the different places that's accepting it. But I feel certain places like New York, we need to keep our integrity and make sure that we're still doing that thing that caught the world's ear in the beginning.
So you think there's less of an emphasis on the language and the poetry?
Oh, indeed so. Our lyrical content is getting a lot of slack right now, and it's making hip-hop look less of what it is. You know what I mean? So if we can get back to, the essence of it from the sound, trying to make it a little more melodic where, people are respected a little more as a genre.
You talk about the old days in the song Walk These Streets. I perform in cities, hoods, and slums. The best sellers draw. And money is the only thing that get love. They say don't let it make you, but that's how they rate you. And the more you got, the more they hate you. That's okay too. Just don't get in the way, cause at the end of the day, my agenda's make sure I get them ends and get paid. So I'm stacking grand to the math expand. It's the man with the master plan. Since the Bambino. This song is a look back, in a sense, on your life.
Word up. In a nutshell. Going on tour and doing this thing for a long time, it's like, the world becomes your boss. The listeners become your boss. And at the end of the day, you try to please as many people as you can. And then, at this time, it's a lot of negativity in rap and in the streets as well. So I wanted to kind of, let people know sometimes when you're trying to do what you do, it ain't easy. It's a lot of things that go against the positive forces that you're trying to deal with. So, it's a struggle, and a lot of us go through it. It's something that we got to live with, and hopefully it'll get better, man. It's one of them things where, it's like, how long, not long. Hopefully it'll get better.
Rakim, you're just 41 years old, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're still a young man, and yet you're considered...
I try to feel like that, man. My kids try to, they tease me, but, they keep me young. I hope I am, man. Word up.
But, you're sort of... considered a hip-hop pioneer, a legend, at such a young age. Are you comfortable with that?
Nah, it's one of them things where, you try not to let it get to you. It's definitely a lot of weight, but it's a title that I love to have.
That's Rakim Allah, better known as Rakim. The legendary MC has a new record. It's called The Seventh Seal. Rakim, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for the welcome, Matt, man. Appreciate it. Hold up.
You're serious for a minute.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great evening.
Why they call me the God MC, the lyricist. Trace this stab to the roof, some genesis. The world wonder, I'm still standing like pyramids. Design so vivid, every brick it got a story to tell. My rhyme flow different like a hieroglyphic. Mind prolific.